12:12 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Okay, let's get rolling today. Here's John Beaver, Phase 3 Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm and registered principal with Osaic Wealth, Inc. John, how have you been?
I've been real well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. The weather could be a little bit better, but we like this time of year. October is a funny month, isn't it? Because typically it's what? How does October normally do in the stocks?
Not good. So September-October timeframe is typically down seasonally on a calendar year basis. But once we get through October, then the end of the year is typically pretty good, especially as we get into the holiday timeframe. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, end of year, typically a good rally. So we're in that little shoulder period right now. Not unlike the weather in Chicago in October, right? We can have 70-degree days, or we can have days like today, or maybe even some snowflakes we've seen in October.
So the average stock is down this year. In fact, what was it, on the S&P or the Dow, about a week ago, one of our guys announced that we were down for the year on one of the indices.
Yeah, and so what we have with that is 40% of the S&P 500 companies, 40% of them, are not even above their 200-day moving average. So if you take the average of the stock price over the last 200 days, that's a pretty negative sign to have that. And yet, the S&P 500 index is up. That doesn't make any sense. Well, the reason is the way that they designed the S&P 500 index is that the larger the company, the bigger slice of the pie they get. So the top 50 companies make up about half the index. The other 450 companies make up the other half of the index. So if you take a look at the S&P on that weighted basis, yes, it's up this year because the largest companies are up and up substantially in price. However, everybody else really kind of stinks. So if you look at it on an equal basis, then we're down. But hey, there's news today. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. No, keep going.
There's news today about Kroger continuing to move into the Chicago area. So not only do they own Mariano's, now they're going to own Jewel through Albertsons.
Yeah, I haven't. We've certainly been paying attention to that story, although I don't know what the development was today. What happened in the last 24, 48 hours here?
Just the announcement getting the green light, basically. So that's a go-ahead at this point in time. You know, with the current administration, they're very leery about these mergers and acquisitions. But this one got the green light, so we're good. Having said that, most people still don't know Walmart is still the dominant grocer, believe it or not.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't surprise me just because Walmart tends to be dominant in everything, you know, Walmart and Amazon. But folks are, you know, it's funny, this probably doesn't surprise you, John, but in the Chicago area, people take their grocery stores very personally. So it's not just the building, it's the name on the front of the store, it's the labels, it's the arrangement of the food. People have their grocery store and they don't want it to change.
That's
generally
right.
Speaking.
I had my Dominic's right next door to the office here, which was wonderful because I could pick up stuff on the way home. Can't do that anymore. It's been quite a while. It's not even at Mariano's. It's just gone. Groceries.
Yeah. I keep stepping on you. Go ahead, John.
Me too. I'm stepping on you too. So here's the deal with the groceries. We still have sticky inflation. So people are spending more on gas, more on food, more on interest rates. We have the sticky inflation. So people are feeling this angst because the inflation rate is not coming down.
Yeah. It's actually Steve Alexander was talking about orange juice futures and how those are a lot higher. Orange juice is. It's not just because of the economy, but because of disease as well. But I guess the grocery store and the gas pump are the two places people feel it first and the most, huh?
Yes. Because we buy it every day.
I'm going to pause here. It's 12:15. We'll pick it up in just a minute. 12:20 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. We're talking a little bit about a bunch of things. John Beaver is with Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, just talk to me about some big picture things. We saw the inflation numbers this week. And now I think people are wondering, at least those that choose to think about it, what the Fed is going to do with that. What was your interpretation of those inflation numbers?
Yeah, inflation is not going away anytime soon. You know, it was 2 years ago when the Fed was saying, oh, inflation is transitory. We didn't believe it. We were positioning for inflation. It looks like it might be a decade fight here on inflation. So they're going to have to keep interest rates higher for longer. That's what Jerome Powell has said, and this just confirms that. It's not that the inflation rate is bad anymore. They brought it down from 10 to 4. Right now we're sitting at a 3.8% year over year, and that's actually up a little bit in the last couple of months. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough slog here against inflation. But that also means that the Fed is finally normalizing interest rates. The last 15 years, interest rates have not been normal since the financial crisis. That's a good thing, because when you normalize the interest rates, we can get back to a normal investing environment. For example, banks actually look like a pretty good buy finally after years and years and years. Their prices are back to where they were in the year 2013. Might be a little early, but it's looking attractive. On the inflation side, you still should have investments that give you inflation protection in your portfolio. That would be natural resources. Particularly, we still really like energy. It's, the ugly stepsister, so to speak, right now that nobody really wants to own. And because of that, that's creating opportunity. And they have a lot of cash flow coming because of the higher prices. And because they're really not doing it much on exploring. So that means they're going to have more money to either pay down debt, buy back shares, or pay out in the form of dividends. But this also gives us the opportunity in bonds, because interest rates are higher. We're back to a normal environment where we can build what we call bond ladders.
Why did you say energy is the ugly stepsister?
Because it's not popular, right? It's bad for the environment. It's out of favor on an ESG basis. They have a carbon footprint. And so the perception is you just don't want to own it. Also, there's this strange perception that we're not going to use oil and gas in the next, 10, 15 years. I'm not sure where that comes from, because from a physics standpoint, we are dependent on it, tremendously dependent. I love the idea of getting energy from the sun. My goodness, great idea. But we're not going to make 100% transition in 10 or even 15 years. So we still need those petrochemicals.
But you were in your notes to Pete and I talking about dollar cost averaging. And you said on the short term, if you keep putting money in, dollar cost averaging, the return is uncertain. And do I read this correctly? Then you said, but on the medium term, it's poor. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so here's what we see happening. We see a lot of headwinds for stocks. But that's important, because when you have headwinds for stocks, that means stock price down. That means it's a good time to buy. If you have a long enough time frame, you can buy all the way down and all the way back up again. And once you get back to the high point where you started at, you've made money on all those purchases, but don't expect to make any money on a dollar cost averaging basis on a 1 or maybe even a 3-year basis, because stocks are still pricey due to a higher PE ratio. In other words, people are still paying too much for stocks as a whole. We do have some short-term support at 4,300 on the S&P, but if we break that, we're probably going down a little bit below 4,000. We also have this little skirmish going on, and I don't mean it little from the human standpoint, but from an economic standpoint, that's going on in Israel. When this has happened before between Israel and Palestine, market sometimes is up, sometimes is down, so that's kind of a non-issue. Higher interest rates are negative for stock prices. Consumer debt is starting to build. That's kind of a negative. So on the short term to medium term, and medium term would be even to next year, maybe not so good. And next year is also fourth year of a presidential cycle. What happens in the fourth year of the presidential cycle is that stocks meander for the first 9 months. Sometimes they're down until there's clarity on the election. And then in the last couple of months, there's a rally. So I'm not sure we're going to see a new high in the stock market until we get past the election. And we're still looking for a recession next year.
Yeah. So this idea that keep putting money in and watch your stocks go down, and even on the medium term, a few years, you're not expecting to see a great return on that. But stocks are on sale then. That's what you need to tell yourself. We all know this drill. But as you keep looking at it, going, I'm putting money in that, I'm putting money in that, I'm putting money in that every month, why am I putting money in that? But if your horizon is 3 years longer term, then you're more hopeful.
You got it exactly. And it's all about that. Stocks should never be purchased for the short term. Any money that people need in 3, even 5 years belongs in bonds, does not belong in stocks. But for the long haul, ownership is the way to go. Owning real estate, natural resources, stocks should make up the majority of a person's portfolio for anything longer than, let's say, 7 years.
You think real estate is a good investment right now?
Commercial real estate is looking very interesting because the prices of the real estate investment trusts are down so much. You know, most people can't buy individual commercial property. They don't have the downstroke for that. But they can participate by buying these stocks that are registered as real estate investment trusts, which are companies that just buy, own, and manage real estate. And, of course, it's very diverse in terms of geography and property type. So certainly talk with your advisor. But it's a great way to go, especially for those in retirement, because of the reliable rental income that comes in on those.
Okay, John, any last words of wisdom from you before I say thank you for the weekend?
No, just enjoy the Bears game. Maybe win number two.
Actually, you know, it seems like our football team plays in the same kind of divisions our baseball teams have been playing in, and that is not real good. So the Vikings are certainly beatable this year. Okay, John Beaver, financial advisor, Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, thanks. We'll visit again.
Thank you.
1227, news is next on WGN.